Welcome back, everybody, to the Serial Hustler podcast. I'm your host, the Serial Hustler. My name is Travis Roundtree. I like to record this podcast basically just to document my journey, in life, but also as a reseller and as a person just growing and making mistakes and then hopefully learning from them and hopefully getting better as I progress. And I can share this knowledge with you guys, so hopefully maybe it'll help you guys in some shape or form. So thank you so much for checking out my podcast. To be honest, I don't even know how many times I've tried to record this. Probably about like 10 times. But I'm just trying to do an update, basically. I'm just trying to give an update on my life for you guys. Let you know what's going on in my life. And just see where I'm at. And I really want to stop saying so much. That's one thing. In addition, I've gotten into, just not wanting to say too much, and also the stock market. The stock market has been doing pretty good. Yesterday was the best day in the past 2 years, apparently. I believe I heard that on the news yesterday, and I thought that was pretty incredible, and it definitely gave me a little positive reinforcement after I've been studying the market and I've invested a little bit of my money and diversified. I've invested into some crypto that I believe in, and I do believe that, you know, when it comes to investing, you should believe in your investments, like, or it makes a difference at the very least, because when you like a company, like, for example, I'm an Apple fan. I like iPhone, Apple products. I got an Apple Watch, and I love it. And it really makes a difference in my life. Like, just with I like the breathing exercises on the Apple Watch that you can use in the wellness part of the app on the phone, and then. And I think you can also, what is it? Oh yeah, daily reflections. Sometimes they'll have you take a moment to pause, and your phone, they'll ask you to think of a time when somebody was really kind to you, and take that memory with you throughout the day. Type stuff, and it really makes a difference, you know, because essentially you're meditating on a given particular, you know, subject matter, whatever your phone is telling you to focus on, it makes me happy. It really does, because I feel like I'm becoming a better person all around. Like, I'm just becoming superhuman. Actually, because it's been so long since I've recorded any recent podcasts, I haven't done a YouTube video in a long time. I feel like there needs to be more of an explanation, more of an update for what I've been up to. And man, I've been up to, well, I've been getting back into being creative. it's just been an easy experience, and then I can almost feel myself slowly, gradually, like, losing my creative power. Like, I think it's definitely something you gotta use, or you lose it, or it just becomes harder to become, like, just an everyday thing that you do, and you're always rewarded when you do it, but it's just a matter of starting, you know, that first step. It's so worth it, though. Ooh, SQ up 5%. 7077, baby. That was a little update. Thanks, Robin Hood. Thank you. Shout out, Robin Hood. If you guys want to sign up, and there's actually never been a better time to sign up and become a degenerate investor. Never been a better time. And if you would like to, I will include my sign up link at the bottom. You'll get a free stock. I'll get a free stock. And there's a chance that you can get an Apple stock or an Amazon or, you know, a Tesla. But usually it's just like a random company. And sometimes it's an up and coming company. Like, I got a penny stock this one time, and it ended up going up in value a little bit. I made a little profit, like, without even putting any money into my Robinhood account. But I couldn't take it out because in order to get access to that stock, you have to make a deposit into your Robinhood account. So that is actually an important point to make. So make sure you do make a deposit. And if I could recommend a good stock to go with, I would say go Amazon. Definitely. Because right now, it will tell you, I'm pretty sure, or at least when I bought it a couple days ago, and then yesterday when I bought more, it told me that it was a buy. But it'll even mention that it's X percentage amount of, you know, professional investors recommend buying this as of right now. It's a good buy. Amazon, obviously, it's growing. It is growing. I think, excuse me, I think that it's growing as we speak right now. So that is definitely something to jump on. I mean, because it's common knowledge that everybody knows that Amazon stock is going to go up. And it's a good time. It seems like I know that it's really depressing that the middle class is disappearing, but at the same time, with the exact opposite, you know, being the Gemini and seeing two sides to every story. I gotta, you know, flip it. And then, but I do think that it's a good time to come in, and I think some people that are impoverished people are going to become millionaires. I think that people are going to get rich, and of course there'll be rich people that get richer, but there's going to be also people that have never been rich, and they see this opportunity and they take advantage of it and they just ride that wave. And I've came to the conclusion that, you know, it's riskier not to invest than to invest. Yeah, it is risky, but, you know, Would you rather miss out on the opportunity? I don't know, but not me. Cybersecurity. That's the other thing I've been interested in as of recent, is cybersecurity, and I just find it really interesting, and I think it's, I mean, obviously it's a hot topic right now. It's a hot job market to go into. Like, it's kind of like what graphic designers were 10 years ago, or even longer than that. Like, graphic designers in the early 2000s, it was a booming and exciting market. There was a lot more, less competition and more creativity. So currently I am taking right now, on the app Coursera. Pretty sure you guys are probably familiar with it, but it is this, it's similar to EDX, which is another place that you can go and get your free education on. Right now I'm currently taking their cybersecurity analyst IBM course, and I have learned a tremendous amount of info from there, and it's just, it's made me have more questions than I had before I started taking the class. It's crazy, I'm actually almost 88, I'm almost done taking the course, 88% done. I should finish this today, actually, so, that's exciting. So yeah, I would highly recommend, you know, if you got some free time, if you're bored, try one of these free courses, try one of these classes. There's also Allison courses. Allison is this app that you can download, and I'll leave a link in the description that you guys can use to check it out. It's free. All sorts of cool information. See if you want to learn about firewalls and network security, cybersecurity stuff, networking, anything tech related. They got free courses on there for you guys to check out. And you can also get, I believe, certifications, free certifications from finishing their courses, which you can use to put on your resumes and so forth. So I'll leave a link in the description for that. Feel free to check it out. And I am an affiliate for them, so I just want to say that out front and center. I am currently taking one of the courses, and I'm almost done with it. And it's been pretty interesting. It's really, my mouth is just dropped wide open. I'm amazed at all this free information that's been given away. Just so much of it, like, just freely. It's fucking awesome. And, it's definitely occupied a lot of my time. I'd say, like, you know, the top three things that I've been interested in is just, like, investing with stocks, crypto, learning more about, like, cybersecurity and whatnot, and then I've been trying to be more creative. I've been painting, doing some mixed media tech stuff. I knocked out, like, 7 paintings. As soon as I got started, I couldn't stop. It's just a matter of taking that first step to get started, right? That's what it is. But thank you so much for checking out my podcast. Be sure to maybe check out some of those links in the description. And I'm Audi 5000, guys. Peace.